Joining me in the studio a little bit later, because Wilson's Corner, as we know, is the work of the devil here in Brentwood. But I'm joined by Hayley Marr and Rob Clark from the Essex Marching Corps.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
It's nice to see both of you.
Yes, and you. Sorry we're late.
That's all right. I don't know what Rob was doing. I waved at him and said hello, and then he walked off in the opposite direction.
I think he was finding me, actually.
It was nice on the way. I felt like I had some kind of interactive radio experience going on with you.
Now we're here to talk about the Essex Marching Corps. So, Hayley, tell us about it and how long it's been going and how you've been involved.
Right, so actually in 2003 a small group of us got together and decided that we needed more music making in Benfleet, and there wasn't a great amount going on, so I and a small group of us formed the Essex Marching Corps, and the plan for it was that it would be a really strong youth orientated organisation that would give the opportunity to kids who couldn't really afford to take up a musical instrument because it's expensive, to learn how to play and, really importantly, use that music. So it wasn't just learning in the back of a classroom or learning in a practice room on their own, but however good or bad they were, they would be part of something to perform everywhere and anywhere and gain all the benefits from that that they would get from being part of a larger social group.
What's your role? What do you do?
My role is everything. No, my role is I'm the bandmaster. So my job is to make sure that all the kids there are getting out of it what they want to get out of it, and that I have a great instructor team like Rob, who are the right people to inspire these young people and bring the right skills in, and make sure that my instructors have what they need to deliver that really well.
I'm just going to ask, how is it funded? How do you get all the instruments and things like that?
Hayley's amazing at getting a grant. She's the grant queen of Essex.
You both looked at each other and then
We're funded by either being paid fees for us, the band, actually performing, but generally we will write very difficult, tricky applications to large charities and ask them to fund equipment for us. And often we will try and do fundraising events for the wider community, which are something new, which we got our own building a few years ago, so it's given us the ability to hold bigger community events to fund it. But yeah, we have to generate all our own income.
Now, we're going to talk to Rob about what it's like to be a teacher. Mm. But before we do, we've got a special mention, haven't we?
We have. So, hello to Bob and the trombone class of Edwards Hall School in Lyons-Sea. So, I know that they are listening this morning. I visited last week and did a workshop with 300 kids in their school, wonderful school down in Lee, and I know they're listening today. So, hello, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
And if you want to send me some music, you can actually, what you could do for me, if you can record it and say you're listening to Phoenix FM and do. I'd love it. I would love that, and I will play it. Or do a little Christmas carol, or come
amazing.
In and play on air and do some Christmas carols. That'd be
okay.
Lovely.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. I'll book that. There we go. It's done. So, Rob, you're a drummer.
I am.
And how did you get involved, and why did you get involved?
So, years ago, I got booked to be in a marching band for all the Suzuki Swift adverts on ITV. And I desperately needed a marching drum. So what do? Turn to the powers of Facebook and put out a little appeal. Said, has anyone got a marching drum? And Hayley said, I've got one you could borrow. Didn't know nothing, but kindest person in the world. Just went along, picked it up. Could have just gone with it from there. No worries, never see me again.
There was that worry.
But of course not. And always promised that I would come in and do some sort of masterclass or something, or some sort of teaching. Never happened, of course. Went off and did loads of other sort of marching band sort of bits and pieces, as well as my own playing. And then years later, I now have a 13-year-old boy. Would you believe it? He has decided he'd like to follow in our footsteps a little bit, me and Dad. And he started playing saxophone. So I went, we should go along to Hayley then. It was amazing. Like, for kids, for £14 a month, you get the instrument, she'll teach you it, and you get an opportunity to rehearse it all the time. I mean, it's for nothing. You get like a £2,000 saxophone for £14 a month on permanent loan. You know, it's like, it's a no-brainer if you want your kids to get into some kind of music and have the instrument. So I took them along, and obviously from there on, just wangled my way in there, really, to...
I think we dragged him, actually.
To get more... But look, the drumline, they were struggling a little bit, and sort of saw that. And great bunch of kids, all varying different abilities and needs, to be fair, like, you know, some special needs kids in there as well. But it's just the most enthusiastic kids, and all they want to do is rattle about and have some fun. So what I tried to do to it was just bring that fun, let's have some fun, this is supposed to be fun, let's have some fun.
And it's good that it is inclusive across the board for children's disability. They can still be included, which is amazing.
We've got a lot of experience. We have lots of parents turn up and say to me, oh, this child's got dyslexia, they can't read very well, irrelevant to us. They've got dyspraxia, that's irrelevant, we can work with that as well. We've got a wonderful young lady with us at the moment who's very, well, two actually children who have sight issues, quite severe sight issues. We cope with that.
You think that would be a massive problem, obviously, in a marching band, but it's not, because we just guide them, or, you know, or they sort of learn to read the space, really. And yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Like, you see them, they did the carnival, Halloween carnival thing down Southend the other day, and she was marching along with the best of them, no worries at all. You know, the girl's partially sighted. So, yeah,
and what does it really give to you two, when you've got somebody mate come and might be a little bit shy, how does their personality change once they get involved with learning an instrument and being part of a group?
It's lovely to see, actually. I think that we could give you loads of case studies, but we do sort of picture things on our social media of young people's first performance and generally their last one before they go to uni or college or whatever, and you can just see them hiding in a corner not wanting to make a note, and if they do, it's pretty rough, isn't it? Through to just small steps of confidence and then feeling valued and that they can actually bring something to this group environment. It's not only their self-confidence that comes up and their musical ability, but it's their physical capability. So some of these young people Rob worked with originally can only put a drum on for 3 minutes, but we're working on their physical strength as well. So by the time the end of it, they're carrying drums I can't even lift. And I feel old, don't I, Rob? So we've got a 15, 16-year-old who at the weekend I was going to carry the bass drum for Remembrance Sunday. He told me I'm too old and not strong enough now.
Cheeky.
And so this 15-year-old, who we would never dream of, just picks it up with one hand, sticks it on and off he goes.
Playing core notes, doom, that's it. That's what we need, recruiting now. I need a star bass drum player. Anyone out there, come
I'm
and
rubbish.
See us and we'll look after you.
It's great because you've actually got the musical instrument there, because I'm always saying, you know, we love playing independent music here and we don't want music just to be for people who can afford to do it or to learn an instrument. And it can be very expensive for parents to, especially now.
Absolutely.
So this is a great idea that you actually get the brass instrument that you want to be playing, or the drum, and then you've got to pay you pay a small amount and you've got all your classes.
Though,
yeah.
Isn't it, really?
I mean, the special thing about our organisation, and there are other marching bands around, where we are just over the border down in Castle Point, music is nowhere near as popular as I know it is over in Brentwood and those kind of ways. The financial situation of a lot of families where we are is very restrictive, and the limit of musicality brought into schools and the community by services like councils is limited of what they can do. But we're in that position. We have stocks of instruments, enthusiastic volunteers, so we want all children to be involved. There's so many benefits to being involved, and not having the money to do it shouldn't be a barrier.
And it's really important, because over the wider sort of area, Southend, it's always had a banging music scene. I mean, the people that come out, I mean, I got involved because the music scene was so good. And I know the places to play now are fewer and fewer, but if there's any way to keep people from the Southend area and wider interested in music, then why not start? I started here, you know, I started playing marching band drums and then switched over to kit, and then, you know, was lucky enough to do the things I've done. So yeah,
our young people have popped up in very strange places. One of our musicians is currently playing in the West End in the musical in the pit down there in the shows. We've had them pop up. I've been to pubs and found my saxophone players playing in a band. Yeah. And they look horrified that I'm there, because I'm not allowed to have a social life.
No,
I'm not allowed
to
have a drink. So it's not just a bit being stuck in the marching band environment. It gives them access to music and what they do with that.
Right, we're going to come back, because we're coming up to the news, but we're going to come back because we're going to have some live drums in the studio. So you can't miss that.
You're going to learn.
That sounded ominous.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, we're talking music, music, music off air. We can't possibly tell you what we're talking about off air, because otherwise we'll be shot or something. What type of music does the marching band play? Is it a bit of everything, or is it old-fashioned
stuff? Oh, no. So we play whatever we feel like playing for the next performance. So I know in history-wise, a lot of marching bands will play the same music year in, year out, but we don't. So we learn a whole new set for Halloween. So we're talking Thriller and all the favourite Halloween pop songs. That's been ditched. Now we're on to Remembrance Sunday. So, yes, it is traditional marches. And then we've got a Christmas performance that we've just found out about in 2 weeks' time. But we've decided no carols are happening at this, yeah. Rob. So we've got Wham going on with Last Christmas and popular. It's very popular music because it's meant to be fun. That doesn't mean that we don't switch on a military march if we have to. But we're there to entertain.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll do.
Now, just in case you've just tuned in, I better say that I'm speaking to Hayley and Rob from the Essex Marching Corps. Just in case you're like, wait, so suddenly there's meant to be weather coming up. What's going on here? So we've been talking about the fantastic organisation. Now, if you've got, what's the age groups for children to be able to join?
8 years old and up. Yeah. And that is very loose. So we've got a special needs young lady who's sort of 23. We've actually got a little drummer at the moment who's 7. But
is that Rob?
No. Mentally.
Absolutely.
No.
That's what they say.
We've got a little drummer who's 7, but he's having lessons. He's absolutely brilliant. We're trying to feed him so he grows a bit more. But we will flex the younger age if they already have a musical skill.
Yeah.
But other than that, flat bang beginners can come in from 8 years. Old.
Now, you do have a website that people can just go along, so give a shout out for the website.
Okay, so that's just Essex Marching Corps. Corps is spelt C-O-R-P,
which I called
Peter.
It Corp, because I'm an idiot.
P for Peter, S for sugar, .co.uk.
Yep.
But you can also look us up on Facebook. We're really, really, really busy on Facebook. Add us, get in contact, follow us. Yep, great.
And before we get on to the last segment of the interview, which will be rather exciting, you've got a fundraising event.
We're crazy, aren't we, Rob?
Yeah.
So the 10th and 11th of December, we are transforming our building and our garden into an enchanted forest. And Santa has lost the magic keys to his sleigh. And so it's going to be an amazing forest of trees and some famous Christmas characters. And young people can come and go for the walk through the pretty lights, try and find the keys. And then tell the elf the magic word to start the sleigh up and get a little thank you at the end. And so tickets are on sale for that. We've sold 300 in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So we're at 50% sold out. We'd love to get that sold out. And they can be bought on our hall's website, which is rookeryviewhall.co.uk /enchantedforest.
Is Father Christmas, I know he's very, very busy, does make an effort to come to Essex. Will he be sending maybe the elf in his place? Or?
The elves are there, yes, because Santa's too busy.
Yeah.
And we know that he's doing a lot of other appearances locally. So this is a chance for you to help the elves.
Yeah.
I heard Santa's got a jazz gig, don't know it. What he does when he's not delivering presents. Yeah.
Now, Rob, you are a drummer.
yes.
A very, very good drummer.
Well,
he said to me, I'm going to bring a drum in, and then he got out the car,
yeah.
And he came and he went to come towards the door and went, where's the drum?
Yeah,
so he went,
exactly.
Then he went back to pick up the drum, then he walked away.
He's trying to play it cool.
Me and Hayley were like, where's this going with the drum?
We need a tracker on it, I think.
So we have a drum now. Here. Yep, so tell us about what... tell us. You'll have to shout a little bit, but tell us about what this drum is.
This is just a kid's snare drum. It's not the marching snare drums. Usually they're called tenors. They're deeper, and you carry them, but this one's on a stand. So first thing that everybody knows, and I'm going to teach you how to do this, right? So first thing sort of generally everybody learns... So holding the stick is always important. Have you ever done any drumming before?
I've tried, yeah.
Okay, great. So we're halfway there already.
Yeah.
Right. So there's your stick.
Right, I've
so
got my drumsticks so here. Yeah, Rob's got his.
It's a bit visual for me. You know, this is it. Anyway. Right, here we go.
You don't get this on the BBC, I'll tell you.
There's 26 standard rudiments, and I'm going to teach you one of them.
Okay.
Paradiddles. Goes like this. We're going to start really slowly.
Right, okay.
Right, left, right, right. You do that? Come on, a little quick.
Have you considered joining a marching band, Michelle?
No, that's it. That's all I can probably do.
Left, right, left, left.
Okay.
Left, 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 right, left, left. They just put them together. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. No, that was three.
No.
Right, just do it together. Ready? One, two, three, four.
See how quick I learned. Thank you very much. That was the. It's your. The thing is with the drums, you're in your mind. You're going, I'm going to be able to do this really well, and then your left hand, the weak hand, just lets you down. But you can hear it in your head a little bit. Well, I kind of did. Yeah, there we go. I don't see. The thing is, I'm quite lazy, so I don't think I'll be able to do the marching as well.
You can deck my 80s gig on Saturday. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they'd be pleased for that. It's lovely to meet both of you. Best of luck with the fundraising as well. We'll get all the details up online, and that is Essex Marching Corps. And if you want to be involved, just check out the website, because they're always looking for people to join. Well done to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
And hopefully we can get you to come in, maybe bring a few of the team in, and maybe do something at Christmas. Yeah.
She's
Hayley's going, no. Yeah. But I'm going, yes.
I'm thinking the kids are thinking, oh, that's time off school. Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yeah, that's the point.
You'll think I've got to arrange all this.
Thanks, Michelle. Lovely to see you both. Thanks very much. Right.